Hello, I'm Bob Lynch, area engineer for the Missouri Department of Transportation, and this is your MoDOT road report for the week of November 1st. Here's where you may find at least one lane of traffic closed in the coming week. MoDOT bridge maintenance crews in Laclede County will close Route FF at Bear Creek Monday through Wednesday, and the bridge will be closed 24 hours a day for repair work. Contractors continue rehabilitating the Route D bridge over Minnow Creek in Camden County. That bridge is down to one lane of traffic, with a temporary traffic signal guiding traffic through the area. In Miller County, the bridge and sidewalk improvements along Bagnell Dam on Business Route 54 continue this week. The bridge is closed during this project with detours utilizing Routes 54 and 242. The Bagnell Dam strip area is still open during the work. Miller County maintenance crews will seal Route HH, work on shoulders, driveways, and approaches. They'll cut brush, remove dead trees, and seal asphalt in various locations. Also, contractors in Pulaski County continue rehabilitating the Route T bridge over the Gasconade River north of Waynesville. One lane of the bridge is scheduled to be closed until at least November, with temporary traffic signals guiding traffic through that work zone. And finally, in Pulaski County, maintenance crews this week will replace culvert pipes on Route 133 south of Richland and on Route Z at Ridgeview, and cut brush along Route 7 north of I-44 and along Route Z south of I-44. MoDOT reminds you to slow down, follow posted signs, and drive safely through work zones. To learn more about road and bridge projects in mid-Missouri, visit our website at modot.org/central. You can also check updated road conditions on the travel information map and see how much you contribute in taxes and fees to support the state transportation system with the Transportation Dollars Calculator. All of that at MoDOT.org. Remember to buckle up and put your phone down when driving. 836 people have died along Missouri roads so far this year. Approximately 2/3 of those were not wearing their seatbelts. Have a great week and safe driving.